Next item on the agenda, public hearing, proposed amendments to SCUP or PORGY. Alicia?
This is a public hearing for SCUP. The SCUP fishery is managed in three periods, a winter one period, a summer period, and a winter two, which begins November 1st. Both the winter periods are managed with a coastwide quota and trip limits, while the summer period is managed by a state-by-state quota. The FMP also allows any unused portion from the winter one period to roll over and be used during the winter two period as well. This spring, staff received a memo from the ASMFC announcing an increase in the 2011 quota for SCUP and several changes, including changing the winter one landing period from a 14-day landing period to a 7-day landing period, and increasing our summer period quota state by state. Also, due to the increases in the quota and the unused portion from this year's winter one quota, winter one period, we do have rollover to the winter two period, so our trip limit would be increased from 2,000 pounds to 8,000 pounds per trip for this year's winter two period, which starts on November 1st. This proposal has been advertised, and staff has received no public comments to date. All the changes discussed are located on page 2 of the draft regulation. Staff recommends amendments to Chapter 4 of VAC 20910-10 that would increase the winter two trip limit to 8,000 pounds, increase the summer period quota to 13,085 pounds, and adjust the winter one landing period from 14 days to 7 days.
Questions by members of the commission? Thank you, ma'am. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the audience wishes to be heard on this matter? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Lane?
I move in accord with staff recommendations that we adopt the proposal for.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you. I just wanted to point out for the benefit of the commission that both of those quotas for SCUP and summer flounder are established between the Mid-Atlantic Council and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. And this year's quotas were established based on biomass projections that were done by the Northeast Fisheries Science Center. Normally, when quotas are set, we have a full annual update of the assessment that we use to do that. In this case, we had to use projections because the a number of the resources within the Science Center were taken up by an update on New England groundfish.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, a formal update of those stocks was done. One was at our request on summer flounder because we expected to be rebuilt. And the preliminary indication there is that we are rebuilt, but that the biomass was not as high as projected. And unfortunately, the quotas are derived from a harvest control rule that's based on biomass size. And so both of those are going to have to be revisited. I would anticipate that when the council and commission meet jointly at their December meeting, we'll have some discussion about that. Just raise that as an issue. It could change slightly. And I don't have a sense yet of the exact magnitude of that change, but just wanted the commission to be aware that may be an issue at the December meeting of those two bodies that we would have to respond to.
Thank you very much.